I'm joined in the studio by Andrew Corey and Charisse Delgadillo, two Annenberg journalism students taking Diane Winston's Reporting on Religion class. They recently returned from a 10-day trip to Israel where they witnessed firsthand various aspects of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Charisse, let's start with you. Tell me, what sticks out in your mind about this trip to Israel?
Well, I definitely did not realize what a role religion does play in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I think it's really easy for, you know, from American perspective to look at the Israeli conflict through policy issues and, you know, thinking that it has something to do with oil, maybe, and that type of speculation. We think that religion is a pretext, you know, to further this conflict or situation. But I think that when we go there, you really see that this is really a reality in people's minds. For example, like the Zionist movement, they really do see this as a religious movement to go into Israel and claim it as this holy land. And you also see a lot of Palestinians, for example, fighting to have access to go and visit these holy lands where they're not permitted to see.
Andrew, you've been working on a story about migrant workers in Israel. Tell me a little about that.
It's a very controversial subject at this moment. One documentary won an Oscar about a school that is dedicated solely to educating migrant workers' children. And a lot of these children right now are under the threat of deportation. And the right wing in Israel, they've criticized the migrant workers and having children as kind of a threat to the Jewish state. They come from mostly from Asia. They're not Jewish. And they have passed regulations that disallow giving birth if you're a migrant worker. So if you give birth, you have to send away the child within 3 months. And then from the other side, a lot of the NGOs have criticized some of these regulations for creating kind of a system where some sort of modern day slavery. But what we've kind of been struck about is, I think, some of the tensions between having this democracy in Israel that is solely defined as an ethnic democracy, and whether those two things can, if you can have a democracy dedicated to a specific ethnicity. And I think a lot of times these two things conflict.
Do you find students here are aware of the situation to the level that you are now aware of it?
It's not something you hear a lot about. And I think a lot of, as far as the media goes, there's a lot of one side or the other. Whenever you come out and try to report as honestly as you can, one side will kind of attack you for that.